Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Obituaries and death notices from the Odessa American for Sunday. Anthony Tony Johnson III, age 48, passed away at Focus Care Nursing Home in Crane on Thursday, July 15th. He was born to Marjorie Gonzalez Durbin and Anthony Johnson Jr. on Monday, February 12, 1973, in Yuma, Arizona. Tony was preceded in death by his father, two brothers, David Lee Johnson and Christopher Lee Durbin, grandmother Elsie Bacon, and cousin Michael Ray. Those left to cherish his love and memory are his mother and her husband, Roger Perry. Dad Roger Dale Durbin, sister Deborah Moreland, stepsister Lacey Perry, brother Charles E. Johnson, stepbrother Jake Perry and his wife Narisa, nephews, an aunt, and many extended family members and friends. Visitation will be 4 p.m. on Tuesday, July 27th. Graveside services at 1 p.m. Wednesday, July 28th, at Odessa 2 Garden Section of Ector County Cemetery. Condolences may be sent to the family online at acreswestfuneral.com. William Bill Jerry Phillips, 80, of Buncombe Creek, Oklahoma, passed away Tuesday, July 20th, in Medill. He was born to the late Harold Franklin Phillips and Josie Helen Skyver Phillips on November 1st, 1940, in Borger, Texas. He is survived by his wife Sandra Phillips in Buncombe Creek, Oklahoma, children Melody Crowther and husband David in Austin, Melissa Hagman and husband Vincent in Odessa, Marie Whitley and husband Kelly in San Antonio, Will Phillips and wife Suzanne in Kenai, Alaska, 8 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, sisters Laura Vandiver, Mobiti, Texas, Sue Barnes, Bridgeport, Texas, Kay Barton and husband Donnie in Pampa, Elizabeth Johnson and husband Jimmy in Pampa. Bill was preceded in death by his parents and one brother, Bobby Harold Phillips. Memorials may be made to the Shriner Hospital for Children or a charity of your choice. Funeral service will be Monday, July 26th at the Highland Park Cemetery in Borger at 10 a.m. Condolences may be sent to Watts, W-A-T-T-S, funeralhome.com. Robert Lewis Bob Schwartz, 91, passed away on July 21st at his home in Belton, Texas. He was born to Billy Irene McCaslin and Arthur Edgar Schwartz on November 29, 1929, at his grandparents' home in Mercedes, Texas. Preceding him in death were his parents and his beloved wife, Betty Lou Nichols Schwartz. He is survived by his children, Robert Lewis, Bobby Schwartz II, and his wife, Tammy of Odessa, William Arthur, Butch Schwartz, and his wife, Mary Jane of McAllen, and Barbara Schwartz Young and her husband, Dr. Keith Young of Belton, and his grandchildren. A visitation will be on Friday, July 30th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and a celebration of life will be held at First Baptist Church, McAllen, on Saturday, July 31st at 10 a.m. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be made to Baylor University School of Law Faculty Fund, University Development, 1 Bear Place, number 97026, Waco, Texas, 76798-7050, or First Baptist Church McAllen, Refresh First, or a charity of your choosing. Bonnie Jean Sheldon. Bonnie was preceded in death by her son, Ricky Sharp, son-in-law, Carrie Mitchell, father, Orb Shamblin, mother, Lou Shamblin, brother, Clark Shamblin, sister, Barbara Henry, sister-in-law, late wife of Ward Shamblin, Carolyn Shamblin. Those left to cherish her memory are her husband of 41 years, William Sheldon, daughter, Rhonda Mitchell of Odessa, and son, Randy Sharp of Hollister, Missouri, sister Susan Hallmark and husband Jerry, brother Ward Shamblin and wife Teresa, and sister-in-law Dorothy Shamblin, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be Monday, July 26th at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Acres West Funeral Chapel in Odessa. Funeral services will be held at Acres West Funeral Chapel Tuesday, July 27th at 10 a.m. with Ward Shamblin officiating. Burial to follow at Ector County Cemetery. Online condolences to the family may be sent online at acreswestfuneral.com. Mary Jo Baker, 95, of Odessa, died Friday, July 23rd in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m. July 30th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Reverend Dr. Jimmy Braswell is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Jack Hamlin Black, 94, died Friday, July 23rd in Lubbock. Services are pending with Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Trana Faye Brown, 51, of Rowlett, died Thursday, July 15th in Rockwell. Memorial service is scheduled for Tuesday, 2 p.m., July 27th, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Pauline Gage, 102, died Saturday, July 24th in Odessa. Services are pending with Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Howard Cleo Houston Sr., 82, died Friday, July 23rd in Odessa. Services are pending with Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Sandra Lou White, 62, died Friday, July 23rd in Odessa. Services are pending with American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home, Crematory of Midland. Eileen Alvarado Marquez, 21, of Odessa, died Monday, July 19th in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Monday, July 26th at Acres West 24-Hour Chapel. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, July 26th. Saving Lives, TAVR, offers longer life. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. Since 2019, cardiologist Dr. Adam Farber has been providing the minimally invasive transcatheter aortic valve replacement, or TAVR, procedure at Medical Center Hospital. TAVR is also called TAVI, or transcatheter aortic valve implantation. Quote, it's a procedure used to treat aortic stenosis, which is a valve disease and one of the main valves of the heart. When the valve becomes too stiff and it's calcified, it does not open correctly. Sometimes it leaks too much as well. Your heart is a pump and has to pump the fluid through this valve. When the valve doesn't work right, the heart can become very weak. Unfortunately, for patients who have this, the prognosis becomes poor rather quickly, especially once the heart becomes weak or they develop symptoms. Typically, we say within 2 years, about half of the people are at risk of dying, so it's going to be rather progressive, Farber said. He added that a lot of people have aortic stenosis, but not a lot of them have severe aortic stenosis that need a valve to be treated. Probably close to 1% of the population will eventually have this. Quote, it's something that is definitely associated with age, and it changes with age, but there are some pathologic conditions with the valve. People are born with an abnormal valve sometimes, and when you have that, those valves calcified early in life, as early as 50s or 60s sometimes. This kind of procedure is used to treat those valves without having to cut the chest, Farber said. Some people do fine with open heart surgery to replace a valve, but particularly older patients who have multiple comorbidities such as lung disease or other reasons that you would not want to open their chest, we would expect to not heal well after an open heart surgery, end quote. Quote, this provides an excellent potential alternative. Usually, we go in through the arteries in the legs, implant the valve, and in the next day we go home. Actually, now, for most of these procedures, we don't even put the patient to sleep. We sedate them a little bit with medication, but they're breathing on their own. They're not even on a breathing machine. It's really quite minimally invasive, and so it's really been beneficial, Farber said. The hospital has performed 47 of the procedures since fall of 2019. The valve is replaced with a valve prosthesis. Quote, depending on which company you use, that material may be made from two different animals, porcine or bovine, a pig or a cow. That tissue is actually sewn into a 3D structure that simulates valves, and it's actually within a metal structure that we call it a frame or a stent. We are able to employ that, and that metal frame sets up a scaffold, and then the leaflets that are sewn in a special way. They function as a one-way valve, essentially, Farber said. Continuing the quote, typically, these kind of bioprosthetic valves, which have been implanted surgically before, 10 to 15 years for most of them, okay, some of them are a little shorter, some of them a little longer, so we're expecting that kind of range. Our data so far looks like it's going to be what we expect, Farber said. The procedure started in Europe and began in the U.S. several years later. Quote, there's definitely a patient population that we have treated for a long time before this valve was available here, who do not have to travel places. Being able to provide that service here, I think, has been helpful for them, because these are oftentimes very elderly, ill people, and traveling to places like Dallas and Houston can be rather challenging. Some of them will choose not to do that, Farber said. This also is a big deal for the region because there is an elderly population in the outlying areas that are hard to reach. Quote, this is becoming a little more widely available as the techniques and the tools are refined, he said. Dr. Mark Davis, an interventional cardiologist in Midland, also performs TAVRs. Quote, we started collaborating, working on those together, and he's doing those in Midland now, Farber said. He added that Dr. Kirit Patel, a surgeon, has to do the procedures with Farber and or Davis. Quote, it is mandated that you have a surgeon in the room, and this is really for patient safety, that if you have an emergency, they're able to actually go into the chest and fix it immediately. So it's actually mandated that this is a two-operator procedure, Farber added. The actual time of the procedure is 30 to 45 minutes. A more difficult case can take longer, maybe an hour or two. On average, they go home the next day. Quote, for open-heart surgery, the surgery itself is probably 3 to 6 hours, depending on how much other work needs to be done for just the surgery. And the patient's on a ventilator sometimes for several days afterwards. Recovering from these can vary depending on the health of the person, 3 to 5 days on the short end, several weeks on the long end, before you can get out of the hospital. But then, after the recovery, substantial cardiac rehab, sometimes older patients need inpatient rehab help, and then returning to a normal life is something that takes several months for sure, Farber said. The holes they make in the leg arteries are what limits them the most, but once those heal, usually within 1 to 2 weeks, patients can go back to daily activities of living. However, Farber would not advise lifting anything heavy for a couple of weeks. Louis David of Fort Davis was brought by air ambulance to medical center after having a minor stroke. He was scheduled for the procedure in fall of last year after it was discovered that he needed a heart valve replacement. Quote, the procedure itself was a non-event as far as I was concerned. I checked into the hospital at 5 o'clock one morning, and they did the procedure that morning, and I checked out of the hospital the following afternoon. I was only in overnight, David said. After the procedure, he said they found there was little or no damage to the heart itself other than the valve. Quote, getting that fixed made a world of difference, David said. He added that he now has no restrictions at all on what he can do. Quote, the actual TAVR procedure, compared to the alternative that they used to do, have to crack you open and do open heart surgery to replace that valve. There's no comparison. The only recovery I had was I couldn't drive for the first week afterwards and no heavy activity for the next week, David said. 2 weeks after the surgery, he said he was clear to do anything he wanted. Quote, the surgeon, Dr. Farber, there in Odessa, I got nothing but good things to say about him and his whole team, really, David added. This procedure and open-heart surgery have been shown to prolong patients' lives. Quote, our real question at this point, because both techniques are well refined, is which one's going to serve the patient best. There are a lot of factors that go into that, the health of the patient, the durability of the valves, things like that. So this procedure, particularly in our older patients who are high risk, for sure lengthens life compared to open-heart surgery, Farber said. Signs and symptoms of aortic stenosis, initially for most people, are shortness of breath or chest pain, which would be tightness, heaviness, or squeezing. Farber said some patients say they are having discomfort. Some of the signs may be climbing stairs or something with a higher level of exertion. Quote, but the valve changes very slowly over many years, so a lot of people just slow down and they don't develop a real sudden change in symptoms, swelling in the legs and difficulty breathing, or when they're laying down are the typical signs, Farber said. Quote, one sign that we have been really worried about is sometimes people pass out from this. It can be a reason people are losing consciousness, and that one is particularly worrisome. It is usually indicative of fairly advanced disease, he said. If the valve is the only problem, Farber said they can fix it, and a lot of times they are fixing them in 80 and 90-year-olds. For someone to live that long, he said, they usually live a fairly healthy lifestyle. He added that those with blocked arteries, for example, they are cautioned to live a healthier lifestyle. Farber said they can put a valve inside a young person and they can put a valve inside a valve years later. But you can't take it out without opening up the chest, and so we will find out that answer in the years to come, he said. Farber said the valves can degenerate and sometimes they can malfunction, but that is very rare. He added that he wished to express gratitude to Dr. Patel and Lisette Aguirre, who is their valve coordinator. Quote, those two have been instrumental in starting the program here, and they couldn't have done it without those two, Farber said. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County, 18,017 total cases, 379 deaths. Midland County, 19,758 total cases, 275 deaths. Texas, 3,070,903 total cases, 52,982 deaths. U.S. cases, 34,380,019 total confirmed cases, and 608,403 deaths. Find out more at COVIDinthebasin.com or the CDC website at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. Here are some Odessa American quick hits. Twilight Camp. Comanche Trails District has scheduled a Twilight Camp for students in kindergarten through fifth grade from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday at New Life Church. There will be water games, swimming, ice cream, watermelon, and more. Wear t-shirts and shorts over trunks or swimsuits, hats, non-slippery soled shoes, towel, and water bottle, label with name. No need to be a Cub Scout. There are only 125 spots available. Register at www.buffalotrailbsa.org. For more information, call 432-570-7601 or email gracie.quintella at scouting.org. Odessa College has scheduled its 75th anniversary celebration September 1st on the OC campus. A breakfast and mixer will take place at 9 a.m. on the LRC lawn. Wood Health Sciences Building groundbreaking ceremony at 10 a.m. at the administration parking lot. Pep rally at 11 a.m. at the amphitheater. Campus open house with tours and demonstration from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in various locations. The Little River Band concert is scheduled at 7 p.m. at the Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue. Tickets available at tinyurl.com/SRYZK2RV.
Hello, this is Michael, continuing to read from the Odessa American, published Monday, July 26th. West Texas Fest Fundraiser. The Ellen Noel Art Museum is bringing back the 5th annual West Texas Fest on October 1st at the Midland Shooters Association. The museum had to postpone the 5th annual fest due to the pandemic in 2020. The event will include tastings of craft beer and wine from local breweries and distilleries in Texas, dancing to country music, cornhole tournament, and more. West Texas Fest is a fundraiser benefiting the Ellen Noel Art Museum. All proceeds go towards their mission in continuing to connect the Permian Basin with art by engaging the community through rotating exhibitions, educational programs for all ages, collection, and outreach. For tickets, updates, cornhole tournament details, or more information, visit noelartmuseum.org. Obituaries and death notices published in the Odessa American, Monday, July 26th. Don Cranston Bradley, Jr., Fort Worth. Don Cranston Bradley, Jr. passed away on July 22nd, 2021 in Fort Worth, Texas, at the age of 90. Graveside services, 2 p.m., Monday, July 26th, 2021, in Childress Cemetery in Childress, Texas. Memorials. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the charity of your choice. Don was born on January 14, 1931, in Haskell, Texas, to Don C. Bradley and Moselle Petty Bradley. Don met Joe Nell Matthews in Childress, and they were married there on May 30, 1958. Don was preceded in death by his parents. Survivors. He is survived by his loving wife of 63 years, Jonelle, his son, Joe Don Bradley of Houston, and his daughter, Deidre Jones, and her husband, Terry of Benbrook. He is also survived by Jonelle's two nieces, Joe Carol Dixon and Jackie Flood, nephew Rodney Lewis, and numerous grandnieces and nephews. Death notices for Monday. James E. Helms. James E. Helms, 71, of Odessa, died Thursday, July 22nd, in Odessa, Texas. Graveside service is scheduled for 10 a.m., July 26th, 2021, at Andrews Cemetery. Arrangements are by Frank W. Wilson Funeral Home, 7509 of Odessa. Tom Stalick, Odessa. Tom Stalick, 70, died Friday, July 23rd in Odessa. Services are pending with Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Can you overdose on vitamins? Dear Dr. Roach, every day I take a mixture of 15 vitamin and mineral supplements, including a multivitamin. They are all moderate doses. Do you think I am overdoing it and should eliminate some of the supplements? I am 81 years old and don't want to have any overdose problems. Answer. Dietary supplements may be a good way of treating minor symptoms when the risk of a serious medical illness is small. For some conditions, dietary supplements have been shown to be helpful. However, many people take supplements when they are perfectly healthy to prevent disease, and despite many studies, there is no good evidence that they prevent illness or make people live longer. there is the possibility of an interaction among some of your supplements, and possibly between the supplements and food or with any medication you may be taking. Look carefully at your supplements, think carefully about why you are taking them, and speak with your doctor or pharmacist about whether they are effective for what you want them to do. Dosing of many medications, including supplements, may need to be reduced for a person in their 80s. As always, I recommend taking supplements that have been independently verified by a third-party laboratory for content and purity whenever possible.
Man's lack of engagement concerns family-to-be. Dear Abby for Saturday. Dear Abby, my stepdaughter is engaged to a wonderful young man she has been with for more than 3 years. We welcome him as part of our family and are excited to have him as a son-in-law. However, due to his overwhelming anxiety, as my stepdaughter explains it, he barely says a word whenever we see him. In the several years they have been dating, engaged, he has joined us for only one family holiday meal, and conversation was painful, to say the least. We have invited him to many family gatherings, large and small, but he seems to have an excuse not to attend each one. I very much want to get to know him better and make him feel welcome, comfortable, and loved as part of our family, but his silence, lack of eye contact, and his apparent desire to avoid us make it very difficult. Any advice? Challenged future mother-in-law. Dear future MIL, you are overdue for a serious talk with your stepdaughter. Have you asked her if she knows the reason for her fiancé's lack of social skills? Is he this way with everyone, or just you and your husband? Could he be on the autism spectrum or feel intimidated by your attempts to make him feel comfortable and loved? His extreme introversion may be a red flag, because it may have negative repercussions for her if she marries him. Dear Abby, how do I talk to my roommate about the thermostat without coming off as a parent or a control freak? I prefer the thermostat to be set at 77 to 78 during warmer months, but every time I step out the door, they turn the AC down to 72 or 73. It makes the house feel like you could hang meat in here. The kicker is it's 80 outside. I don't think the unit even needs to be on. Not only am I concerned about the electric bill, I'm freezing in my own house with pants on. I know this will become a problem because we are expecting temperatures in the 90s for weeks at a time, with the cost of electricity rises with the heat. I'm tired of playing the game of adjusting the temperature and not saying anything. Advice? Temperatures rising. Dear TR, stop pussyfooting around and have an adult discussion with your roommate about this. If possible, a compromise should be worked out. Whose name is on the lease? Is it yours or both of yours? Is the cost of heating and cooling the unit shared equally? If a compromise can't be agreed upon, it's possible the two of you are incompatible and one of you needs to make other living arrangements. Dear Abby, about a year ago, a friend I've known since high school came out as a transgender female. I'm glad to see her living her life as her authentic self, and I want to do what I can to support her. I'm one of those old-fashioned people who still has photo albums, and there are a fair amount of pictures of her pre-transition. Obviously, the photos are labeled with her dead name. Should I go back through the albums and change the labels to replace her former name with her new one? Good friend in Illinois. Dear friend, trans people have strong feelings about dead naming, and many are against the practice. This is a subject you should discuss with your friend and abide by her preference.
Horoscopes by astrologer Georgia Nichols. Happy birthday for Monday, July 26th, 2021. You are charming, witty, and confident. You are also a hard worker. You are a great organizer and are generous and caring to others. This year is gentler and has a slower pace. You have time for others, time to be kind to others and show an interest in them. This year, you want to build better relationships with others. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 4 stars. It's Monday, and in one way, you feel playful and up for fun and games. However, the placement of today's moon will also encourage you to withdraw a bit and hide. You might want to avoid social pressures. Your unconscious might rule your decisions today. Tonight, you feel restless. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. A heart-to-heart conversation with a female might be important for you today. Certainly, this is a time when home, family, and your private life have your attention. Home repairs plus increased chaos on the home front cannot be ignored. Tonight, a new friend? Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. Personal details about your private life seem to be made public for some reason today. You are noticed more than usual, which means some people are talking about you. It's good to know this in case you have to do some damage control. Tonight, something unexpected. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. Your strong focus on money, cash flow, and earnings continues. Furthermore, your ability to please others with your words is excellent right now. Everyone loves you. As this week begins, you want to travel or get a change of scenery. Ideas? Tonight, travel plans change. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 5 stars. Of course, this will be a powerful week for you with the Sun, Mercury, and Mars in your sign. You rock! However, today in particular, your focus is on shared property, inheritances, wills, estates, and insurance matters. All that fun stuff. Tonight, check your finances. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 3 stars. You will have to go more than halfway when dealing with others today, which means you have to be cooperative. As a Virgo, you will find it easy to do this because you like to be supportive to others. You're always willing to help. Tonight, a declaration of independence. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 3 stars. As this week begins, you will discover you have to put your own emotional considerations second to the demands or considerations of someone else. That's just how it is. This doesn't mean you're being a martyr. It's simply the situation that is at hand. Tonight, interruptions to work. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 4 stars. You continue to impress everyone because 3 strong planets are at the top of your chart, making you look great in the eyes of others, especially bosses, parents, teachers, and VIPs. Meanwhile, as this week begins, you feel playful and prankish. Tonight, social plans change. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 4 stars. Your desire to travel and experience more of the world or learn something new continues to be strong this week. Nevertheless, today in particular, you might want to cocoon at home or do laundry and pack your bags. A conversation with the female relative might be significant. Tonight, family surprise. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. This week, you feel intense about certain financial matters, especially anything to do with shared property or your responsibilities to others. Today, you're willing to speak up. This is why conversations with siblings, relatives, and neighbors will be important to you. Tonight, a new idea or a short trip. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. You are focused on close partnerships and spouses much more than usual this week because the Sun, Mercury, and Mars are all opposite your sign. Keep in mind that Mars can encourage conflicts. Today, however, your focus is on money, cash flow, and perhaps shopping. Tonight, a money surprise. Ka-ching! Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. The moon is in your sign today. It is in your sign for 2.5 days every month. Each time this occurs, it will make you more emotional than usual. However, it always slightly improves your good luck. Oh yes, ask the universe for a favor. Tonight, You feel bold and independent.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.